Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, I need to get on a skateboard. Swig some cranberry juice right now. That's what was so famous in 2020, that dude going down the road on that skateboard. And then it changed his whole life. And Stevie Nicks enjoyed it, too, as he revitalizing her song from 40 years ago. Your dreams. Well, if your dreams are about improving life in 2021, I've got a friend that you need to know. Her name is Stacy Vicari. She joins us from Austin, Texas. Stacy!
Perry, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, darling.
Funny how the power of music is. I was in such a good mood before that song came on, and it got even better. Funny how music is so powerful.
Exactly right. It strikes a chord with people. It takes you to different times in your life, and it just helps you sort of just swerve away from the challenges you might be facing in that particular moment. Stacy has a website. It's called myidealife.com. She is joining us on Fridays here in the early part of the year, because on Mondays you do a Facebook Live to help people. So explain it a little further how and exactly what it is that you're up to.
Sure. So normally I come to town in January to give my jump start with Milestone. And this year with COVID, of course, that got canceled. And so we wanted to do something to kick off the new year. And also, this is both Milestone's and my 20-year anniversary with our businesses. And so we wanted to do something special. And so we're doing a five-week, of course, remote Facebook Live series. And we've had our first 2 weeks so far. And we're gearing up for this coming Monday for our third week. And it's really been fun. It's been really a great time.
I know you've had a lot of people who've been checking in and they want to be a part of it. And we've talked about some various topics like building your support system, that sort of thing. But today on my grid, it says weight loss. Is that right? Is that the concept for Monday's Facebook Live?
It is. It is the concept, but there's one word that you're missing, and that is the word initiating. And
aha.
When Lisa, the fitness director at Milestone, and I were working on our topics, I felt it was important, and we both agreed it was important to use the word initiating weight loss, because I guess in my practice, what I see is most people, when they think of weight loss, they sort of already want it to be off before anything's happened to get it off. And so then when the process starts and it gets challenging, it gets really discouraging, because people are constantly focused on those 50 pounds they want to lose or those 20 pounds they want to lose. And so I think just sort of establishing realistic expectations from the beginning, which is what the word initiating weight loss does for me, I think is really important. It sets people up for success.
True that. And you're right. Sometimes it looks like it's an insurmountable task, and people get frustrated early in the process and think, it's not going to work for me. But it is going to work for you if you look at it in just short little increments.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. And we have four parts that we're going to talk about on Monday. But the one that I kind of want to zoom into today, just for our listeners, is, you know, everybody thinks about when they think of weight loss with, of course, exercise and eating. And there's no doubt about it. Those two things correlate a lot. But I think there's sort of a precursor to that that people tend to overlook, and they put all their eggs in the exercise and the food baskets. And I think that's the part about emotional well-being and how important it is for us to feel and live a positive life, and how that correlates to weight loss.
Do you mean some challenges like the roller coaster ride of emotions in just living your daily life?
No, I mean more specifically that food has energy too, right? So think about it. When you're in a great mood, you just got off of somebody jumped off the Peloton, or they just came back from a run, or they had a great cardiovascular group fitness workout. In those instances, if you think about what we tend to gravitate toward, we tend to want to eat healthier food. We're more drawn to vegetables. We're drawn to lighter food. We feel really good, and we want to eat foods that are a match to how we're feeling. And when we're feeling negative or discouraged or depressed or anxious or resentful, I mean, all of those negative emotions, we want to gravitate toward foods that align with those emotions. And those foods tend to be comfort foods, snack foods, junk food, that sort of thing. And so, you know, I'm a really big advocate in my practice of getting people off of the sort of the circuit of needing to rely on willpower and discipline to be successful. Because all of us can exert willpower and discipline for a while, and some of us longer than others. But eventually we tire, like we eventually wear down. And what we need is something bigger than willpower and discipline to rely on. And so I feel that if people are working as much on cleaning up the negativity in their life so that they're feeling more upbeat, more positive, more gratitude in their life, then food choices and exercise correlate to that.
Hmm. That's pretty brilliant. So you add this into the Facebook Lives. And
yeah, so we'll be talking about that on Monday as well. So, yes. And people, you know, for listeners, not everybody's available at, you know, 12:30 Eastern time in the middle of their day. But if people sign up, and they could do that through my website or they could go to Milestone's homepage, either place. If they sign up through the landing page on either website, then they can be, we'll add you to the list of receiving the Facebook segment after the fact if you can't make it during the time. But you still have to register for us to know you're interested.
Yeah, I gotcha. And then that way they can watch it at their on their own schedule, and then hopefully it will give them information to help. Like you said, it's this swirling negativity. If you can fight your way through that jungle or figure out ways to sidestep it, then that leads to healthier outcomes for you in the other realms you're talking about.
Exactly. It just makes it so that, number one, there's this layering benefit, right? Because if we're happier and we're more positive, that's just going to have such a profound impact on us as a human, right? Just in terms of how happy we feel and how much joy we're able to experience, it's gonna spill off on our relationships. And, of course, everybody likes to be around people who are more positive. But there is that component around the connection between emotional state of mind and food that's a match to those emotions. And so there's that other really huge added benefit for folks that are really wanting to lose weight.
All good stuff. You're out there saving people. I love that, Stacey. I'm glad you're my friend.
Terry, I appreciate you so much.
Well, you're the best. All right. Well, we will make sure people are aware that they can go to myidealife.com, or you said go to the Milestone Fitness Center's website or Facebook.
Yes, Baptist Health Milestone Facebook page is where we're doing this, and
okay.
They can sign up for the event either through the homepage of Milestone or on the events page of my website, either one.
All right. Very good, myidealife.com. Stacey, talk to you again next week.
Talk to you next Friday. Have a great weekend.
There she is, Stacey Vaccari, live from Austin, Texas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.